Petula Martin is here now with some agribusiness news.
Thanks, Gian. 50 companies from the agri sector will showcase their products and businesses at the Innovation Arena at the National Ploughing Championships today. It's the 11th year of the event. James Maloney is the Senior Development Advisor for AgriTech Sustainability at Enterprise Ireland. Good morning.
Hi, Petula.
Thank you for joining us this morning. You are also the Project Manager at the Innovation Arena. Tell us about some of the businesses exhibiting today.
Petula, we've a range of businesses exhibiting at the Innovation Arena across our established companies and our startup companies that are coming through as well. And we've also unearthed some new talent, which is always brilliant for the Innovation Arena. So they're really focusing on smart farming, digital technologies, animal husbandry. Particular big one for us this year too is the sustainability angle. So we're looking at nutrient management, our soil health, and companies that are focusing on reducing the amount of antibiotics that animals have to take or be administered, which is really positive in terms of where Irish agriculture is going and the developments we have for the future.
So are Irish agri companies coming up with the solutions to support farmers, make their farms greener and more sustainable?
Absolutely. And they're working hand in glove with farmers on this and with what we see coming through from research as well, which is very, very positive for the sector. Farmers are good adopters taking on technology.
Are they?
Oh, they are, especially when it reduces their workload and increases their profit.
Of course.
And that won't change for farms the world over. So that's kind of the theme for us this year. It's innovation for future generations. And what we see coming through is technology that has been here a couple of years ago, that now we see them building and growing their market share, and the farmers coming back to them, and it's particularly at the ploughing, and giving them the feedback as they kind of continue their journey on their innovation.
Did many agribusinesses originate on farms?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have one this year. Came from a farm in Kerry, contractor based, and now they're here with a really, really nice piece of kit that they've developed, and hopefully will go further and eventually end up in our export markets across the world.
Is AI being used on Irish farms?
Yep. That version of it. Yeah, the AI is absolutely. And we see two companies this year in particular that are focusing on this kind of learning for the beef industry, where they monitor the cow's intake of water and feed, and they create a digital kind of life cycle for its own push notifications, where the technology is learning all the time, and it gives the farmer another set of eyes on their business.
Oh, interesting. This isn't just about showcasing products and services to the domestic audience, though. There are international buyers here as well. Will business be done at the ploughing?
Yep. We had a preview day. We'd 80 international guests from 20 countries, and they don't believe it rains here, Petula, because yesterday was absolutely fantastic weather, and they got to see and meet our companies firsthand and give them a little bit of time to learn about their innovations. And it's pretty important because they've given time to us to come over, and they have solutions that they need for their countries. And what we're trying to do is create the synergy and the opportunities for these companies to grow with potential buyers.
Tell us about the Innovation Arena Awards. Finalists will have to pitch to a panel of judges today. This is a first.
It's a first. So we've 9 nervous companies over there getting ready to pitch. And we've focused on 3 awards this year. So we have the Innovator of the Year, which will receive a €10,000 cash prize. We also have the Innovation Arena Champion, which is the established companies that we have in Enterprise Ireland. And for the first time ever, we have the Green Impact Award, which really is a focus on sustainability. And some quite novel companies there focused on methane reduction and ammonia reduction, as well as reducing the amount of NO2 that goes in, nitrous oxide that goes into the atmosphere with fertilizer. So some interesting stuff, Petula.
For people traveling to the ploughing now, they're in their cars, they're on their way. Where will they find the Innovation Arena?
We are at row 29, I think it's row 23, block 3. So that's where we'll find.
Perfect, no problem. So, and I know you're near enough the RTE.
If we find RTE.
Yeah, you can't miss us because we're in a big circus tent at the moment and there's plenty of lights and everything. So near the RTE tent,
Row 23. Block 3.
Block 3, perfect. James Maloney from Enterprise Ireland, thank you for joining us this morning in Rathaniska.